Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of emotions. Today's topic: emotional intelligence. Sounds fancy, right? But trust me, this isn't some esoteric concept reserved for philosophers or self-help gurus. Emotional intelligence is about understanding and managing your own feelings, those powerful little forces that drive our actions, relationships, and overall well-being. Ever felt overwhelmed by anger? Or paralyzed by fear? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, emotional intelligence isn't a fixed trait. It's a skill you can learn and cultivate, just like playing an instrument or learning a new language. So, how do we build this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, self-awareness. This means knowing your emotional triggers, those things that send your emotions into overdrive. Are you easily stressed by deadlines? Does social media make you feel anxious or inadequate? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards managing them effectively. You know that feeling when a certain song comes on and instantly transports you back to a specific moment in time? That's self-awareness in action. Second, emotional regulation. Once you know your triggers, it's time to learn how to regulate those emotional responses. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings that just leads to bottled up tension and eventual explosion. It means finding healthy outlets for your emotions. Think exercise, journaling, deep breathing, or even a good old-fashioned rant to a trusted friend. You gotta let it out in a way that doesn't hurt yourself or others. Third, self-motivation. This is about staying focused on your goals despite setbacks and challenges. It's the internal drive that keeps you going even when things get tough. Ever started a project with so much enthusiasm, only to find yourself losing steam halfway through? That's where self-motivation comes in. Find ways to reignite your passion, break down large tasks into smaller, manageable steps, celebrate your achievements along the way, and remind yourself why you started in the first place. Fourth, empathy. This is about understanding other people's perspectives and feelings, even if they differ from your own. Think of it as stepping into someone else's shoes for a moment, trying to see the world through their eyes. Empathy builds stronger relationships, fosters compassion, and makes us better human beings. You know that feeling when you offer a comforting word to a friend who's going through a tough time? That's empathy in action. Finally, social skills. This encompasses your ability to communicate effectively, build rapport with others, and navigate social situations gracefully. Think active listening, clear expression of your thoughts and feelings, and the art of respectful disagreement. Ever walk into a room full of strangers and feel instantly at ease? That's the power of strong social skills. Picture this. You're presenting a big project at work, your heart is pounding in your chest, and you can feel beads of sweat forming on your brow. Your anxiety is threatening to take over. But then, remember what we talked about today. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that it's okay to feel nervous, and channel that energy into a powerful presentation. Focus on connecting with your audience, sharing your passion for the project, and listening attentively to their feedback. You got this. So, let's recap. Emotional intelligence is about self-awareness, emotional regulation, self-motivation, empathy, and social skills. It's a journey of continuous learning and growth, but trust me, it's worth every effort. When you master these skills, you unlock the power to live a more fulfilling, balanced, and authentic life. Ready to put this into practice? Start by identifying one area where you want to improve your emotional intelligence. Maybe it's managing stress better, building stronger relationships, or expressing your feelings more effectively. Share your goals in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Remember to tune in tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage. Keep it real, keep it stoic, and most importantly, keep it moving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.